There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome to News from the Krabby Coffee Shop with your host, Don McLean, from the adventures of Bradley and Don on My Talk 107.1, Garage Logic's newsman, Mr. FYI, John Hite, and the crabbiest guy in the coffee shop, Kenny Olson.
John, you let me down.
What?
The McLean family let me down.
Why?
All of Missouri let me down.
Oh. Well, what were your expectations when you went to this racetrack in Wheatland, Missouri?
I wanted Missouri to be a shithole.
Because you're the one that named it Dirty Old Missouri.
No, that's your, I almost called him by his name. That's a man friend child.
What do we call him? Oh, MC.
MC.
Oh, that's right. I'm confusing you with my boyfriend.
Well,
you're my work boyfriend.
Yeah. It's the same. A work marriage is the same as a real marriage. All you ever talk about is your kids and you never have sex. So it's the same thing. We went through North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and back to Minnesota. 10 states. And Missouri, by far, and I'm including Minnesota and Wisconsin, the best state I have ever been in.
Really?
Don, there not one rebel flag. Not one. Oh. We were there for 2 days.
Okay.
I didn't see any washing machines in the front yard.
Yeah, you need to go to Arkansas for that.
I did see trailer houses, but they weren't as bad as I was hoping. And I didn't see a $90,000 pickup parked in front of the $15,000 trailer house with a lawn that's never been mowed. I didn't see that in Missouri.
Once again, Arkansas.
The one thing I did see that I thought was awesome is you got so many dead armadillos.
Oh, sure.
And how do they all make it to the shoulder? And because of the funny shape, I think when they get hit and they fall down, they might actually try to lay dead on their side.
Yeah, it doesn't
happen. But they're like a weeble wobble.
Yeah.
They flop up and they lay on their back.
With their hands up.
And their legs and
their legs and hands are up.
Straight up in the air.
Now, you know what we used to do is we used to put beer cans in their clutches.
Yes.
And so it looks like they drank themselves to death. And there's so many opportunities, you know.
There's like two or three every mile.
Yeah.
How do they make it all to the side of the road? Is there an armadillo guy that just goes around and kicks him to the shoulder? I didn't see any.
Is that the guy you want to be?
There was no dead armadillos in the lane of traffic.
Yeah.
They were all on the shoulder.
Maybe they just, in defense, roll into a ball, and then they just kind of soccer ball their way over to the side. That's
somehow,
what I think.
Somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just, all we wanted to see was dirty debauchery and white trash and redneck hate. And it was absolutely the loveliest state I've ever been. Dawn, it's better than Iowa. It's better than Wisconsin. And Wisconsin's got some scenery.
Yeah.
Especially down by Chicago and Illinois and over to Milwaukee. It's really scenic in Wisconsin. Missouri beats it.
It does because of the Ozark Mountains, right? Because you were down in the Branson area. Isn't that pretty?
Okay. Okay. So you get south of, what is the town you're from? Springfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, it goes from kind of a Midwest feel into, these are some hills. No. These aren't hills. These are mini mountains.
Mm-hmm.
These are like the foothill mountains to the Rocky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing missing is snow-covered peaks.
Right.
And I didn't know anything about Branson. What a pleasant surprise this turned out to be.
I'm so glad. I always tell people, like, if you're not super into, like, going somewhere to gamble, you know, Branson's a pretty cool place to go.
I was so disappointed in Branson.
Because
we went down there because we had time. We just wanted to see the spectacle.
Oh.
We wanted to see the shirt tuckers the dudes that, they wear cell phone holsters,
mm-hmm.
big, huge holsters on their belts, white socks pulled up to their knees. Didn't see any of that.
Oh, man.
Well, first thing that we did, we pulled into downtown, and there's a little park right next to, I think, a skanky little river.
Mm-hmm.
Hammered a bunch of beers there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this gal named Paula Deen.
All right. You went to Paula Deen's restaurant?
She's got a restaurant down there, and we couldn't remember what she did, but she did or said something super awful a few years ago.
Yeah, she said some racist stuff, and
so,
apology like in a Home Depot, or it was really weird.
We drove, there's a parking lot right next to there, so we drove through downtown and saw everything. And downtown is just, a lot of t-shirt places and antiques, and you can buy a keychain and all that crap. We get to Paula Deen's, and right next to Paula Deen's, there's a restaurant called something Black Oak Grill or something.
Okay.
And we went in there instead. And mm-hmm. it was the best meal I think we had in the whole trip.
Oh, wow.
Really good. Really great service. Great restaurant. It wasn't crowded. The tourist watching was okay. But again, it wasn't what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
I want to see county fair kind of people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, a lot of these, you have to remember, are from out of state. So
right. And that's
really
what I was hoping, that they would load up their walkers and they would be, pushed around in wheelchairs and mobility scooters, and they'd all walk with a limp and have drool hanging from their chin. And it was nothing like that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of families go there for vacation. The lakes are amazing.
Yeah.
I know that you might have spent some time near Table Rock Lake, I think. Were near a Bass Pro. Oh, you were around the Branson Landing, maybe. I think that's where you were. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's the new shopping center. Yeah.
Did you work there, or did you work at one in Springfield?
In Springfield, the headquarters. That's where I worked. And also their catalog department. That's where I work. I didn't work in retail. I just answered phones for people, buying equipment.
So we're in Branson, and we're just not seeing the theaters and all the stuff. And I'm like, I wonder where this is.
Oh, you didn't go? Did you go on 76?
My traveling companion says, well, we can't leave here without seeing Dolly Parton's theater for my mom or for somebody. And I'm like,
Dolly Stampede.
So I'm like, well, where is it? She goes, I don't know. It's in Branson. That's the kind of person I have traveling with me. The person that's supposed to be looking at the map doesn't read maps.
Okay.
She's not a very good navigator. But so I find it, and I find this road, and we get on it. And in my mind's eye, I had always imagined Branson to be much like the Strip in Vegas. Mm. Just a long, straight, flat, huge boulevard.
No. A lot of hills and curves.
With hotels and everything on both sides. This was the coolest Strip I have ever been on. It's a Strip on a mountain.
True, yeah.
I mean, so it's tight corners, it's uphill, you turn off the road and you either go straight up into a parking lot or straight down into a parking lot.
True, yeah.
It's really, really cool. The go-kart tracks are elevated.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish I would have had more time, because it would have been cool to just pull over and just kind of walk around up and down these hilly strip.
Yeah, yeah. And there's so many, if you're into country music theaters are everywhere. This is where country music. And they're expanding into other things, too. So it's not just country music anymore. And, you've got the Legends Theater.
Yeah. This Russian guy who's been there since the 1980s. What the hell?
Yakov Smirnoff.
Is he still actually alive?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's not that old. Yeah. He used to come on my show every now and then.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the guy that does the funny novelty songs? There was just a movie about him. He should have a theater there.
Weird Al.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be a Weird Al theater there?
Totally. Totally. Yeah, for sure. There's an amazing theme park if anybody's, if you're into theme parks. It has the best roller coasters, better than, in my opinion, Disney and anywhere. I mean, it's voted America's number one theme park. People just don't know. It's called Silver Dollar City. I worked there, too.
And it's way the hell up in the air. You couldn't pay me money to get on it. Any of that.
Yeah.
Even the go-kart tracks look terrifying.
Yeah, it's fun.
You're elevated. You're like four stories up riding on a go-kart track.
Yeah, it's a little frightening. I've done it before. It's like, what if I go over the... You're not going to, but, you know,
well, you
there's
might.
Always that fear.
Yeah, what if you do?
Yakov Smirnov is 72.
Okay. All right.
I feel like he's been around longer than 72 years, so good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a nice guy. We used to have the same, I used to endorse a dating service. You remember those old school, like, oh, you know, you dating profiles, you fill out one, and then you go into the office, and then
yeah.
you
yeah.
look through
yep.
people's profiles
yeah.
instead
yeah.
of online. Well, there was one called It's Just Lunch. I'm thinking it's still around. Anyway, it makes it really like, hey, you're just having lunch with somebody. It's not a big
right.
deal. And so he used to, we were both the celebrity endorsers, and so he used to come on my show from time to time and, you know, hey, what a country. That's his tagline.
Did you date him?
No, but he did, you know, from time to time, you know, wink at me and seem amorous. And I'm like, nah.
Wouldn't that accent would be too distracting? I know a Russian gal and she's really cute. And I just know.
A lot of it's put on though for his act. And I'm pretty sure he has kids and he's married now. So this was a while ago. This is like mid 2000s.
Same with the Boston accent. Could you do a Boston accent, guy?
It would be like a novelty thing. Like when I dated a British guy, you know, it takes you time to get past the accent because everything's so charming. And then you just sort of realize this is a real human being who has flaws.
Right.
And then you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that big tattoo of a Statue of Liberty on your arm? Oh, you might want to be using me for something. I don't know.
Hey, now. The Boston accent, though, and the throes of intimacy, I can't even imagine that.
This is wicked good.
Yeah.
Oh, this is wicked. I don't even know how to do it.
So anyway, we decided not to turn around and go back down the strip the way we came, and we just kept driving and driving.
Oh, good.
You drive out of town into this, really, again, it feels like you're on a mountain pass. It's
yes.
hills, and we did find one place with a scenic overlook. That my only complaint about Missouri, two complaints. Have you guys heard of rest areas? They're really cool. You put them right next to the freeway.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we don't have a lot
off.
Of those.
No, you have like two.
Yeah.
And you don't have any scenic pullouts. I mean, there's scenic pullouts in, like, say, North Dakota where you pull over and all you see is the curve of the earth. If they can have a scenic pullout in North Dakota, I think Missouri, being as scenic as it is,
and
absolutely lovely, especially between Springfield and Branson, you should have a number of scenic
lookouts. You're right. They
lookouts.
Don't. Yeah. It's just, just.
That's got to be a DOT thing, right? Because it takes money to maintain those.
Yeah. I mean, you know, nobody wants to spend any money on anything there. Remember?
My theory
they
is.
They want to hoard it all.
Missouri has the lowest self-esteem of all the states in the country. Because you're easily one of the top five, I would say top five, maybe seven as far as scenery goes. And you don't flaunt it at all. You're the show me state. Well, what do you want to see? I'll show it to you.
Yeah,
it's not that
me.
Great. Yeah,
that's like, kind of like prove it to me. That saying came from people who bought land in the area and they were being sold a bill of goods. You know, it's just like
there
wasn't anything there when they got there. And so then it became a policy like, I won't pay for this unless you show me the land. That's where the show me state came from because they were being swindled out of money. And then a lot of people just, they were going out west and they were like, this is good enough. And they just stopped there.
Yeah.
That's how Missouri came to be.
They made it halfway and called it good.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of farms. I mean, when you compare it to the neighboring states, Iowa or Indiana or Illinois, you don't have the same amount of farms. It's got to be due to the terrain. You got a lot of cattle.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, through the middle, it just depends on where you are, of course, you know, when you're getting out through. I mean, you have like Kansas City and St. Louis and then Springfield. So those are the three biggest cities. And so in between there, roads that you're not going on, there are farms. But yeah, not right off the highway that you'd be seeing.
So, speaking of KC, we left here at 6 a.m. on Wednesday, and the goal was to get to Topeka, Kansas by 3 p.m. so I could see the Evel Knievel Museum.
Right.
It's in Topeka, Kansas. It's in the basement of a Harley dealership.
Okay.
But it's a walkout basement. Okay. It's got its own entrance. And we got there at 3 o'clock, so I still had 2 hours left to tour the museum. The neon open light was on in the door, and all the lights were on in the museum, and the doors were locked.
Okay.
So I drove 10 hours.
No way.
To go to this museum.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if he or she was in the back dropping a deuce or what was going on.
Oh, no.
But we were there for 45 minutes at least.
Was the Harley dealership open?
Yeah, the Harley dealership.
Did you go
open.
In there and go, what's up with the Evel Knievel?
No.
Dude.
We were in there, but, you know, Harleys give me the heebie-jeebies, so I had to get out of there.
Oh, my God, you drove 10 hours, though. And you got to ask somebody who had the key, maybe, and said, yeah, go on down in there.
My fear or my thought was there might have been a private party down there that was not listed on the website, because I know they do private events there.
Oh.
But it wasn't listed on the website. So anyway, we stayed. That was day one. And then we stayed in KC. And then day two and three was in Missouri. And it was absolutely wonderful. And then as soon as we left, St. Louis. I think that's the first time I've been on the ground in St. Louis. Mm. Drove by the arch. Didn't bother going in.
Yeah.
Not a bad little town.
You got to make a day of that.
Yeah.
So.
So that's the first time I saw that. But then as soon as you get into Illinois and Indiana, it's back to, you know, you're in the Midwest. It's cornfields and bean fields and nothing to talk about. There is something, though, that I noticed in all states. I noticed it in Iowa and Nebraska and Kansas and Missouri and in Illinois and Indiana. And I want to bring that up with you after we take this little break.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Don, I kind of try to put myself in the shoes of others before I start criticizing them. This is the only thing I've learned in life.
Oh.
Yeah, try to see somebody else's point of view.
Just kidding.
And
how's that going for you?
It just leaves me more confused.
Okay.
Because in this case, I'm pretty angry. Why would you spend upwards of $80,000 to $100,000 on a big ass truck and then another $80,000 to $200,000 on an RV, either a fifth wheel or a bumper tow camper, and then hook all that up and then drag it to an RV park right next to a freeway that has no lake, no river, no nothing, just 800 RV slots, and you're all crammed in there. What the hell am I missing here?
I don't get that.
It's like a little trailer court village right next to a major freeway where the noise never stops.
What? This is weird. Yeah.
And they call it camping.
Oh, no, that's not camping.
Okay. And so I've got a good friend who's probably listening right now, Stacy, who's shaking her fist at me and giving me the finger because they have a big, nice truck and they just bought an RV and I know they're planning some trips. But if you're just pulling off the freeway at some random hellhole, right next to whatever, you're doing it wrong.
But are you sure this is the final destination? Could that just be a 1 or 2 night stop on the way to a nicer place? Because a lot of people who have those big RVs or trucks or campers, they take longer than just a weekend that you and I just took.
But it takes a while to get these things set up.
It does.
you back in, and it's back and forth, and then you've got to level it off and then hook this up, and then the push out or the slider or whatever the hell it is comes out, and it's a good hour setup time. Are they just doing it to empty the poop tanks? And
probably.
Aren't the poop tanks already empty?
I don't know. Ugh.
Why not, Ross, just pull your unit over into a rest area, except in Missouri where they don't have any, and spend the night there and then be on the road and get to your real destination?
And I don't think that you're wrong here. I've always wondered, I see this all the time. You drive into a Target or a Walmart and there's a big, big RV in there. Yeah. Are they paying the Walmart or the Target, or are they just...
You can always park at Walmart for free.
Can you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe that's the way to do it, Kenny, to avoid everything that you just talked about.
I actually saw a park like this next to a truck stop, and I think you have to pay at the truck stop.
I'm sure you do.
And it was a big village.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many different levels of what people call camping. There's the car camping where you can go to a state park and you drive around the twisty little roads and then you find a spot, you know, with neighbors right next to you. And then you find out at about 10 p.m. that the neighbors just took a big, huge dose of acid and they're going to be listening to Black Sabbath all night long.
Or country music.
Or country music all night long, and you're not going to get any sleep. And then there's real camping where you park the car and you hike.
Yeah.
Or you get in a canoe and with all your S on your back or in your canoe, and you go out and you find a primitive camp spot, if even that, and you do some real kind of camping. Now, I know you in the past have done real camping.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's something that you plan in advance and you know where you're going, sort of, and you definitely have a compass and you know things like that. You know, you hike out 5 miles into the woods, definitely done that, and it's like you hear wolves and scary stuff.
The planning for that, Dawn, I bet your list is a mile long. Do you dare bring two pairs of shoes? You're gonna have to bring two pairs of shoes. What if one pair of shoes gets all wet?
Well, it did last time I went and did that because it was pouring rain the whole time. And I spent my time in a hammock that was waterproof, which is way more comfortable than a tent.
Oh.
If you're talking about, you know, a downpour, yeah.
A hammock with a... with a
rain
roof.
Flap. It's like they're like pods that you can get inside, and they're so like you're snug in there and it feels pretty comfortable. Unless you have super bad back problems, it probably wouldn't work. But no, I was really surprised. I'm like, I would much rather do this and get inside a tent. Plus, it's less to carry. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But I actually tried to go camping this Memorial weekend.
Oh.
I don't really have, because of our vacation policy this year, it's kind of weird how we're doing it new at my talk.
You have to, from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, there's like times you were mandated to take, so it only leaves me with a week, really, but then I had to take some days for medicals. Anyway, I won't get into that. But so I was like, I want to make the most of this extra day I have. And I was going to try to go somewhere with MC and his kids, but they don't, you know, they're just... Yeah, so it's a whole thing. So anyway, I'm like, yeah, they're too busy. Exactly. And they also have other interests, and there was a graduation party and whatnot. So I tried to go for one day camping. I'm like, I'm just going to go. I'm like, and this is so stupid because I looked about a month in advance, and I'm like, I don't even think anything's going to be available for Memorial Weekend a month in advance because people reserve their spots. Hey. But I did find at the last minute that weekend, some campsites in National Forest in Wisconsin,
okay.
In the Chippewa National Forest.
Sure.
It was near a lake, and I'm like, wow, all of these are first come, first serve. So I drive 2 hours to Wisconsin, and I am like, I have my camping tub, which has everything in it, headlamps and, you know, these fire starters that I made out of wax and dryer lint.
No, that works great. I love that idea.
An egg
That's
carton.
Great.
My dad used to do this where he'd get candle wax and dryer lint, and like in the egg carton, you make little, you know, fire starter things, which is pretty cool and easy to do. So I've got all that stuff, like everything you could want in this tub, I think. So I go and I borrowed MC's tent, which I had never set up before. So I go to this campground, found some firewood, right by the National Forest. These people had a trailer outside on there. And I'm like, oh my God, $5 a bundle? These are huge,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I lucked out because I really didn't plan that either. I don't have cell service at this point, okay? It's like no cell service. So I get in and I find a spot. I'm like, wow, this is a great spot. Why is this empty? Why is this spot empty? It's huge. Yeah. I can see the lake right there, but it's not so close that I feel like the lake's going to threaten me in any way. But it's just nice to see the water. So, I'm starting to set up the tent and I'm like, he told me it's a 5-6 person tent. This is a 10 person tent.
Oh, it's huge.
It's huge. It has these two side hatches to it. It's like a huge shape of like an Atlas moth whenever you open it up, you know?
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, whoa. I don't know how to put this together, but I can probably figure it out. So I'm putting it together, and it's taking a long time. Plus, I'm by myself, and it's hard to put up a 10-person tent by yourself.
It's almost impossible.
And so it's like been an hour, and I noticed something. Uh-oh. That there's a little trail that goes from my campsite over to where the water is, and people are going through it, like through my campsite to the water. And I quickly figure out that this is the main walkway to the water. People have paddle boards and canoes and bikes, like kids on bikes. And I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, this sucks. This sucks. No wonder no one's parked here, because, I mean, there was even a sticker that said that somebody was supposed to be parked there for the night I was there. I took it off because nobody was there. I'm like, okay, well, they left. I know why they left.
Yeah.
Because you literally have people walking right next to your fire through your campsite. So I was like, I don't want this one. So after I get the two main poles through this tent, which took me a long time to put up half the tent before the rain fly and all the side doors, I'm like, I'm taking this down and I'm moving to a new spot.
Quick question. Are you in your car or in MC's truck?
In my car.
Okay.
But mine's, I've got a
yeah, it's a medium,
it's a boxy,
side,
big, yeah, you know, SUV. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I'm like, I'm taking this down. It's been an hour. It's super humid. Plus there are people across the way that are, think there are bathrooms. I'm like, good, because I had to go to the bathroom a couple of times already. And I'm like, why am I not pooping for 3 days before this trip? But now it's so gross to talk about, but I'm like, why now?
Nerves.
Why trying to put this tent up?
It's the duck hunting, deer hunting thing.
Oh,
it's nerves.
God.
It's excitement.
It's ridiculous. So then I'm like, and it's hot.
Normal.
And you're like, oh, I feel disgusting. So then I take the tent down. And I'm like, let me find a different place. Because the people across from me were really, they felt really weird. Like, there were a couple of teens who were really obnoxious. And they were screaming into the forest. Like, they were hurting each other, like pinching each other or something. But they were screaming and yelling like they were having sex. Like, and like, it was so obnoxious. And so then I found out from a couple of other friends who have teens, they're like, yeah, this is a thing now that teens are doing. They're like doing these moaning sounds. It's a thing. And I'm like, well, it's really obnoxious and it's gross. And I almost went over there and said, is somebody hurt?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to make sure no one's hurt here and be a real parent, but I didn't.
Do I need to call an ambulance?
Yeah, do
you?
I need to? So anyway, I move, thank God.
So wait, I picture you with, all you did was collapse the tent and throw everything on top of your car.
I shoved it in the back of there. So then I went around the corner where it was more private, you know. I didn't have the stupid walkway, because I'm just imagining, like, in the morning, people are going to be walking through my campsite. I turned the door away from all of that, but still, you're just trying to be yourself and just not have any music or weird moaning sounds from teens.
Right.
So I went down around and I found this other place. So now it's been an hour and a half
that you've been there,
and I've not had, nothing is set up. Because I had to take it down. So now I'm like getting ready to put the tent up again. And I'm like, here I go. And then I start really, like, I don't know what happened, but 4 p.m. hit and the mosquitoes descended.
Uh-huh.
And it was insane.
Yeah.
We have just as many, like, in Missouri, but this was like God said, unleash the mosquitoes.
Yeah, I've heard it's really, really
bad. I had like
this year.
Eight of them on me at a time. And I'm digging through my camping tub. I'm like, I can't. Had to go to the bathroom again, by the way. came back and I'm like, okay, at least that's out. Now I can start to put this up. And I'm sweating. And then it's like, okay, there, I'm looking through my camping tent that has headlights and, you know, headlights, headlamps, everything you would need.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a percolator. I mean, I got it all. A grill.
Thing.
No bug spray.
No
bug spray.
Oh,
and
no.
I said to myself, I'm going home. I'm not doing this. Like, I don't have to stay here. I was miserable. And I'm like, I cannot. Could I drive 20 miles to the store where I know where it is?
Right.
I don't want to take off in another direction where I don't know where the next store is. I don't have cell service. And it's 4. And I'm like, there is no park ranger that's going to come by and give me a medal tomorrow morning for staying here.
I'm actually in awe of you doing this, because if I went camping by myself, I don't know how I would fill the time. And I'm being serious.
Oh.
I would fish for a bit. I would go hiking for a bit. And I would say, well, that's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else would I do?
Yeah. I mean, I like to not have any sound. Like campers, I would rather just be in the forest by myself. But this was kind of a different trip.
Plus, you don't do any sort of drugs at all. And you don't drink.
No. So,
I you can't medicate yourself.
Right.
Yeah. You can't just get super whatever and sit and look at the fire.
No. I do look at the fire. But then, I mean, I used to drink and just sit there with, like, I don't know, Coors Light or whatever. And just, like, you know, you stare at the fire. But it really does reset my brain. I really do like to camp. But under these conditions, without bug spray, I'm like, I will be miserable. I'm already so miserable trying to set up this tent. And I'm like, there are like 8 on me at one time. I've never experienced mosquitoes eating. Yeah. Like, they usually don't bother me, but this was like beyond Thunderdome. This was like mosquitoes unleashed. And I said, I'm going home. I drove 2 hours back home.
I was in the Brainerd area this weekend, and I would load up on bug spray every 90 minutes to 2 hours, and they were still all over me.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And to Kenny's point, it is supposed to be brutal this year because of how long spring was.
Oh, sure.
And it was, well, I guess how long winter was, and it was so wet.
Yes.
And now look at it. Here in the great state of Minnesota, we're already pushing 90 every day for the next 7 days.
And I feel like that was my last opportunity, because I will not camp if it's like 80 at night. That's just miserable.
No,
so it's going to be 57 at night. I'm like, that's comfortable and fine.
Perfect.
But I am like, okay, the old me would have been like, I will suffer through this because I can't give up.
Right.
It's just a trauma response, really, because I've had so many times in my life where there was no other option than to push through and to just deal with things. But I'm like, I don't have to do that. I can go back home. And I did. And I think that that is an achievement to say that's a growth in my personal growth, you know.
The day started in the woods. It ended on the couch watching Netflix.
It's so true.
The only thing I would have changed is I would have gone to a hotel room.
I did think about that.
That would have been the perfect excuse to spend a whole bunch of money that you don't have with that one credit card that you never use.
Yeah.
That would be the perfect excuse. Give me a $300 room. Give me the most expensive room you have.
I also didn't have any plan as to where to go, because I don't know Wisconsin really well. I'm like, where are the Dells? I don't know. I mean, by this time, well, it's
way too far away. Yeah, no, Dells would have been. So did you go north, or were you off Highway 8 or Highway 70? Or
let's see, I can tell you where. I mean, Chippewa, it's sort of by,
give me a town, Rice Lake or Spooner, or
let me just scroll in here. So when I was in, stop. I don't want to go places. I just want to look at the map, you idiot. So I'm talking to the,
when I was a young boy. That's what that just sounded like when you were scrolling through.
Hayward.
Okay, so when I got to Eau Claire, I kind of.
Oh, you went that way. Okay.
So it's sort of, how do I explain this? There's Medford is close.
Yep, yep. I know Medford.
Yeah, Medford. But it is up in the, I mean, it's not as, it's, so it's 29 is the highway I was on. So 94 to 29 and then north of that.
Yep, I'm with you now.
So, yeah, little tiny towns. And then I didn't have cell service, so to get back, I had to sort of remember, and my remembering wasn't great. So I ended up, like, it would be a blip of, like, you have cell service right now, and I would put in the map and find, and I ended up going the three-hour way, and it was really back roads, like, now turn on Highway H, now turn on Highway, and it's like, some of them were kind of gravelly. I'm like, mother effer, where am I? I just want to get home. So then this, when I found a Quick Trip, I stopped in. I got a corn dog, and I'm just gonna with this big bottle of mustard I brought. You know,
rolling meat log.
Exactly.
You sat in your car and ate that with. You had one of those big jumbo family size mustards.
Yeah, I had also my oil in my car. It said 15%. And then it suddenly went to 5%. So I had to stop and put oil in my car.
You needed oil. Oh,
I sure did, yeah. So anyway, I'm like, all right. So at the Quick Trip, I'm putting oil. And I'm like, no man better stop and ask me if I need help, because I just tried to camp and I am not in the mood. Do not even. Yeah. I will bite your head off. And I know that that's mean, but... You could be some creepy stalker if you're not right now and you're thinking, but I just want to help people. The deal is that the world is full of, like, serial killers, and so I am not nice when people... I'm like, no, thank you.
Good. Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's... I mean, I guess that's sort of nice.
On the backwoods route, did you at least go through a lot of small towns, or was it so backwoods there were no small towns?
No, there were, and there were a lot of people with horse and buggies, which I really enjoyed.
You might have went through an Amish.
You know what I saw?
Territory.
There was an Amish guy, teen-looking kid, and he was on top of his buggy, laying down on his stomach, like...
Oh, really?
Riding... Yeah, he was
driving the thing,
not in the cab.
He was planking
on top. And I'm like, you're not supposed to. I don't think you're supposed to be doing that. And nobody knows you're doing it. And this is the only fun you can have in your life. So plank away, buddy.
My friend had a place in Wisconsin there. We had a motocross track in the woods.
Oh, cool.
And we had the Amish come over and build a cabin for us in the middle of the woods. And when they were done, and they lived close by, so they rode horseback over. When they were done, they would get on our motocross track on their horses, and we could hear them making, they were making motocross. They're going, while they were on their horses.
Oh,
it was funny as
hell. That's cute. That's like little kids playing with cars.
Good for them. Good for them. What is southern Minnesota as you approach Wisconsin? What's the Amish territory down there, Kenny? Iowa.
I don't know.
Oh, the Amana colonies?
I don't know. There's a town that has a bunch of... There's an Amish colony right off of 52. And I can't remember what it's called, but it's always incredible when you come up through Iowa, then you hit Minnesota, and you're driving on down. Up there's a horse and buggy.
There's a horse and buggy.
It's kind of crazy.
It's always so great to see
the combination, though, of black flies and mosquitoes.
Harmony is what I'm thinking of. Okay. Sorry.
Harmony, Minnesota. Yeah. That combination, though, makes being outside in this state just awful in the summer.
It's miserable. And I'm like, I only have, like... I mean, you know, so I saw that this was my sense of urgency. It's Sunday, and I'm like, I'm just going to camp for one night, and, you know, the kids and my boyfriend were away. So I saw that the first come, first serve was at 2.
Right.
And it was 11, and I'm like, I have to go to my storage unit, get my camping stuff, go to Target and buy some food. I'm like, I got to get there and pick out my spot at 1:45. So I forgot to buy bug spray. If I would have had bug spray, I would have stayed.
I don't think you would have, because I've quoted myself in bug spray, and it's just the buzzing in the ear alone will drive you insane.
Yeah.
Even when they don't land on you, the buzzing drives a person insane.
They love, and the gnats and the mosquitoes, they love my ears and nose. Like, I will take them up the nostril, and it's disgusting.
It's so gross. I hate that. And when you see the swarms just, like, in the air, that's a Missouri thing, too.
Yeah.
It's, so anyway, I'm like, that was my chance for the spring, because now it's too hot. It's going to be too hot until September or October.
So many times that I've been camping as a kid that I wanted to leave.
Yeah.
And only one time where it worked out, where we were winter camping and it was below zero. And we had spent the day goofing off and snowmobiling, so all of our clothes were wet, including our socks and, you know, everything. And then we tried to go to bed at night, and it was impossible because it was so cold, and you couldn't even close your eyes. It was so miserable. And finally, at about midnight or so, me and a buddy just decided, screw this. And we got out and we fired up the sleds and we rode the 3 miles into town.
Yes.
Because it was just so awful. And then went out there the next day and got the rest of our garbage.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything better than a bailing on a camping trip.
Yeah. You know, my dad was a camper. He's passed, you know, now 5 years, but he used to love to go camping. And he, one time, this is kind of like me, he planned a camping trip and he packed up the truck for like 3 days and then he didn't go. And we're like, Dad, what happened? He's like, I don't know. I just decided not to go.
Sometimes the planning is more fun than the actual doing.
I think he just ran out of time, like as far as like how many days he had off work, or I'm not sure. But we're like, okay. But it's just he was a kind of a melancholy type of a dude, and so.
Camping requires a lot. I mean, you do need to be mentally prepared for it, and if you're not, it is the perfect thing to say. Hey, you know what? I'm not feeling it.
That's true.
Staycation. It is.
You know what?
I wish they would come up with the sun, which I found out they have
a sunscreen bug spray.
Yeah, combo. But the CDC says you shouldn't use it.
Well, that means it's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, this isn't really good. Don't use that stuff. I'm like, all right.
There's a right answer and a wrong answer here. How much DEET is too much? I would say load up on the DEET, but there is a number where you're probably there's too much. Does anybody know?
I get the maximum like 50 DEET or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I don't want to. I had zero DEET.
Yeah. None at all.
Yeah.
What we found works sometimes is it comes in like these gallon jugs and it's a powder. And you shake it on the ground everywhere that you're going to be.
I've seen that too.
Really?
Yeah. And it's pretty effective. It doesn't get rid of all of them, but it does keep the majority of them away.
That's a good idea. I thought about, like, can I set off a bug bomb in my camping area? Just like, you know, those smoke bug bombs.
This isn't specific to camping, but I know a lot of people this time of year will hire companies that come in and they treat your entire yard and spray your house for bugs and mosquitoes.
Can you bring them
to
the campground?
Yeah. Can I bring a big tank?
Can you pay them to meet you out there?
Yeah, I don't think I can do that in the National Forest.
Now, this is where the people who I was criticizing at the outset are saying, see, we do it right. You would have stayed if you were pulling even a 12-foot camper, just a tiny camper.
Of course.
You would have backed into your spot and plugged in the electricity.
That's not camping to me, sorry.
Yeah.
That's RV.
I agree.
You're staying inside. Camping is outside in a tent.
The best kind of camping you can do, and it requires no planning whatsoever, is you pack a bag and you get your credit card and you go camp in hotel rooms.
Yeah. A friend of ours who fills in from time to time, she told me yesterday, she goes, I only camp under 5 stars. 5-star hotel rooms. She does not camp under other stars.
So the best vacation I had, I was all alone, and it was during the I had 2 weeks off over the 4th, and it was 7 a.m., and I was already covered in sweat.
Yeah,
it was so humid and so hot.
Gross.
And I said, F this, and I grabbed a bunch of crap. I threw it in my truck. And by 3 p.m. that afternoon, I was in Montana, still heading west.
Ah,
And it was just 5 days of driving around wherever the hell I wanted to go, staying wherever I wanted to stay, eating whatever. And it was awesome. It was the best vacation ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have to take my vacation now the first week of July. And I usually wouldn't do that because it's too hot. And, you know, I don't know. But, I might try that and just drive around.
You know what?
I've never been to the Black Hills or Deadwood or anything.
Oh,
great spots. Yeah. Great spots.
Here's your destination. Perfect.
Yeah.
The Black Hills will actually kind of remind you of home a little bit.
Yeah. And I could go home, but.
You could. I highly recommend Missouri.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah.
That's right. You do. But I have to go see other things. I want to see as much of the planet as I can. So.
Yeah. And, going home, that's not going to be relaxing.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Love them.
All right.
But
Well, Missouri, you need to do something about your self-esteem because...
More rest stops, please.
But I can't in good conscience call you dirty old Missouri anymore because you're just... You're a fantastic state. Missouri, I love you.
Aw.
Thanks for listening to News from the Krabby Coffee Shop. New episodes drop every week wherever you get your podcasts.